Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is calm across Israel with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear with a cool atmosphere. In Haifa, the night sky is open, offering a peaceful setting. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the Israeli Security Cabinet will meet to discuss renewed conflict in Gaza. This comes after Hamas responded to the balance of power plan just 99 minutes ago. Also, Israel Hayom notes that Tehran has issued a 14-point response. Iran demands the withdrawal of American forces, among other conditions, as reported 2 hours ago. Also this hour, JNS reported that Hezbollah launched rockets and explosive drones at Israeli defense forces earlier today. The military released footage showing a Lebanese terrorist being neutralized. Separately, Axios revealed that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal is sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump's peace initiatives with Iran. This was reported 386 hours ago. And finally, JTA highlights an attack on a nun in Jerusalem. This incident has sparked outcry amid rising tensions with the Christian community, noted 75 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. President Trump, posting just minutes ago, revealed that Iran is eager to propose an end to the conflict. Meanwhile, Seth Frantzman, a journalist, shared a personal story from Washington, D.C. earlier today, emphasizing global interconnectedness. Barak Ravid, a journalist, relayed Trump's statement on Truth Social from earlier today. Trump plans to review Iran's proposal, but doubts its acceptability due to past grievances. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the security situation, the Jerusalem Post notes that the Israeli cabinet meeting is focused on Hamas disarmament and potential governance changes in Gaza. Such discussions follow a recent escalation in violence, impacting regional stability. Turning to Iranian diplomacy, Israel Hayom outlines Iran's demands, including lifting the Hormuz blockade and asset releases. These terms are part of a broader negotiation strategy as Tehran seeks to shift U.S. military presence away from the region. Meanwhile, the JNS report on Hezbollah's aggression highlights ongoing tensions on Israel's northern front. The IDF's swift response underscores its commitment to border security, but the potential for further escalation remains. The ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, as reported by Axios, could influence future regional negotiations. Trump's involvement indicates an American interest in mediating complex Middle Eastern alliances. Finally, JTA's coverage of the attack on a nun in Jerusalem raises concerns about rising Christian-Muslim tensions. The incident is part of a troubling pattern affecting interfaith relations with implications for community harmony in the capital. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on the innovation in Israeli defense. New fiber optic UAVs are circumventing electronic defenses, prompting the IDF to reconsider its battlefield strategies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the new civil service commissioner, Doron Cohen. His appointment is seen as a chance to rejuvenate Israel's public sector. And finally, Globes reveals a real estate development in Gedera. A house in the Gedera K project sold for over 5.5 million shekels, highlighting the area's growing appeal. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.